and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I'm here tonight with Tamara Oviatt, and we have got a powerhouse show lined up for you. So thank you so much for joining us, whether it's right now live this moment or whether it's later on listening to the replay. You know, with sacred activations like Tamara is gifted to bring through, it's wonderful when we can come together and form a group, and the energy shapes itself. It's almost like the levels of frequency and dimensions are geared for us. But let's reach out and also include everyone who listens to the replay. We can move through time and space and do that. So please join me in welcoming Tamara Oviatt. This is the first time she's on the show, and we've just recently connected through a wonderful recommendation from one of our listeners. You know who you are. And I appreciate you for doing that. And I always welcome recommendations. So we connected. I have an energy background also. And so I knew the power and the purity of Tamara's work. And so I think we're in for a great show tonight. Tamara, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. I feel so blessed to be here.
Oh, you are welcome. I've been looking forward to this. So we are still in a very powerful cosmic moment in time here. Wonderful time for new beginnings, great energy. And I'm wondering if we could begin, Tamara, perhaps by you telling us basically how you discovered that you had this talent, this gift of being able to not only, I'm sure there's a story, not only for yourself, but also for so many others.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. You know, years ago, I've got goosebumps coming all over right now, all over my body. About 16 years ago, I kept hearing God tell me I was supposed to be a healer. And I told him, okay, I'll do what you want me to do. And I started on this journey. And I've done many, many modalities. And I invested a lot of money and a lot of time in these modalities. And they've all been amazing. And I'm so thankful for all my trainings I've received. And every time during a training, though, I would hear, this isn't what you're going to be doing. This is for your training. And I didn't understand it. And in 2011, I was very frustrated. And in 2012, at the beginning, I went to Europe. I was invited by this gentleman to go over there. We'd been talking for months on Skype. And I went over there to meet with him, and I was there for a couple weeks. And I was just like, God, why am I here? I am not here for this man, so why do you have me here? And when I asked that question, the answer I received was to go to the Roslyn Chapel. And when I went back to his house, he was on the phone with a friend of his that's very spiritual. He's a writer, a really amazing guy. And I told him what I heard. And his friend told me to go to the spiritual libraries and read about the Sunday style that is located under the Roslyn Chapel. So I did. And it said to activate your 12 strands of DNA, which allow you to operate through the 12 dimensions. And I thought, okay, this is cool. So I booked a bed and breakfast and a train for the next day. And then God told me to call one of my clients that lives in Scotland and have her meet me at the church. So I did, and she agreed. So 2 days later, I was sitting in the Roslyn Chapel, and I connected to the seventh plane, to the creator of all that is. And I said, okay, God, I'm here for this download. And when I said that, I was told to go to the sixth plane, which is known as the Akashic Records and also the laws of the universe. And when I went there, I was met by this being, and I didn't know who he was. I didn't recognize him, and I asked him who he was and what he was doing there. And he introduced himself as Lord Metatron, and he told me he was there to assist me with these downloads. So, and then he kissed me on the forehead, and I said, okay. So Vera and I sat there and received this energy, and all of this, all these different codes from the laws were coming in. And into our system, kind of like in this vortex energy, the spinning energy, and it was coming in to both of us, and then it was followed up by these golden seals. And I was like, wow, that was really interesting. And her and I were both a little dizzy. Top of our heads hurt a little bit when we were done. And we left and we went to lunch. And then she was driving me back to my bus stop. And on the way I heard, you're now crystalline. You're to give this to others. And I went, okay. So I went back to my bed and breakfast and started calling clients and friends and saying, guess what just happened? Do you want it? And everybody's like, yeah, absolutely, you know. So that's how sacred activation started a little bit over 2 years ago. And it's grown. There's over 80 activations now. And it lines up your sacred geometry. As a matter of fact, the Lord Metatron, I now call it, the first activation I received, activates your Lord Metatron cube, and it activates your 12 strands of DNA. It makes you much more intuitive, really starts lining you up with the universe, because we're all sacred geometry. And when I started this, I didn't know any of this. But I do now, and as a matter of fact, the third activation I received, the Moses codes, activates your tree of life. And I would see this, and I had been seeing this tree of life symbol with my clients for a couple of years when I'd been working on them, and I never understood what it was. And so when I went to this seventh plane for this new activation, again, I was told to go to the sixth plane. And this time I was greeted by two beings, and I recognized Lord Metatron, and I asked the other one, I said, who are you? And he told me he was Moses. And he was here to assist me with this. And I said, okay, so I received this information, and I saw my tree of life and sacred geometry lining up and then doing it with other people. And I'm all, you know, I've seen this before. I've been doing this with my clients, and I didn't understand it. I could see it being repaired and stuff. And a friend of mine I was staying with in London, oh, by the way, I left that guy's house. The day I was supposed to return, and I emailed some friends in London. I said, hey, I'm looking for a place to stay. I'm not ready to go home. And they said, come on down. We've got room for you. So I headed down to some friends down in London and really started an eight-month trek across Europe. And I was only supposed to be gone for 3 weeks. But the Moses codes lines up your tree of life. A friend of mine handed me a sacred geometry book, and when I opened it up, I saw that, and that's when I realized these symbols I was seeing when people were receiving these activations, they were sacred geometry symbols being activated in their field.
Wow. So it was really all coming together, like all the training that you had in healing and your visions with clients, and it was being pulled together.
Absolutely. And all the training I received was amazing, you know, and I'm so thankful for all of it. And it got me ready to do what I'm doing. And I needed all that to do what I'm doing, because it gave me confidence, and it really taught me so much so that I could really trust this connection and really follow it. You know what I mean?
Yes, and totally.
And develop my psychic abilities enough so that when Lord Metatron and Moses start showing up, I can handle it. And I know
exactly what you're talking about. I've gone through a similar process with healing.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah. I'm
and
so
did you feel compelled to share with others, like a deep inner drive, or was it more like you were following instructions?
I follow instructions. I work for God. I do what God tells me to do, and I have a huge heart, you know, I'm all about loving everybody. I just love everybody, you know, because the more you can love others like yourself, the more you can love yourself, and therefore you can love others, and therefore, you know, because we're all one, because that means if you can really love other people for who they are, as they are, and where they are, then you can truly love yourself, and that's really what we're here for. That's what this time on Earth is all about, is moving into that unconditional love, you know, moving into the fifth dimensional energy of that Christ consciousness energy, which is also the flower of life in sacred geometry. When I look at the world, I see that around it. And that's the Christ consciousness. There's an activation for that too. It's such an amazing heart healing. So amazing.
And I am just guessing that, by the way, I can tell that you've got lots of fans here because we've got lots of people listening today, tonight, and we've got lots of questions pouring in. My sense, Tamara, is I'm just guessing that people are chomping at the bit for an activation, and I'm wondering if we could start with, you know, collecting from the collective, or disconnecting from the collective conscious.
Yeah, absolutely. There is this activation that is called the collective wound release. And what this does is, you know, it took me a while to really understand the dimensions and how we're plugged into them. And I'm not going to go into all the detail of all of that, but Creator had been teaching me since 2012 when I was in Europe. The first time I saw it, I was in Italy, but I was being disconnected from the third dimensional grid system of this fear and the suffering. And when in January of 2013, I became aware of the collective wound, of how people are plugged into that group consciousness of suffering or survival is a struggle. And it absolutely runs in our past lives, it runs in our genetics, it runs in our core life, but it also, we're connected into this. And what I mean by that, it's kind of like a video game. This is Tamara's philosophy of the world. It's a video game. And when we're not playing the video game, you know, we call that area heaven, right? But we can still watch the video game. We can watch everybody in it, and everybody's very, very invested in their video game and winning their game. And there's these different programs in the game you can plug into. And there's some programs that are going to really, really limit you, and you can plug into them, or you might be plugged into them because that's just part of the game. And part of your job is to unplug from that. And that energy is like the collective consciousness of fear and suffering. There's so many different pockets of this. There's some people plugged into abundance, complete abundance. You know, it's what percentage of the planet. You know, if you were looking at that, a Creator showed me this in fruit form, is the collective consciousness of fear and suffering could be the size of a watermelon, where the collective consciousness of abundance is the size of a blueberry. So when we're disconnecting and unplugging from those games, those different pockets of the game, and we're unplugging from them and we're no longer playing it, we're no longer in that vibration, and we're plugging into the new game of unconditional love, of peace, of abundance, the blueberry starts growing and becomes the watermelon. And while everybody's unplugging from the watermelon energy, that big energy that sucks everybody into that, and everybody starts disconnecting from it, then everybody else around the world starts disconnecting also, because we're all connected, because it's a collective consciousness. So it takes the power out of it. It takes the power out of that energy and that collective consciousness, and then it just starts shrinking. Because we have full abundance here. We are short of nothing. The only thing that we have that stops us from that is that collective consciousness of the fear and the suffering, where when we can totally plug into the abundance, it's there for us. It's flowing for us. It's here. Everything is here for us. And it's so much easier now than it has been in recent histories, because that third dimensional grid system is breaking up. They showed it to me last week, and it is not solid anymore at all. Of course, the fifth dimensional grid system is totally solid and in place, and people are plugging into it, you know, by the thousands and the millions, and when we keep doing this, we just keep bringing more people with us. It's kind of like the 100th monkey syndrome, and then people are being pulled out of that that negative consciousness, which is really falling apart. And a lot of people are living in the fifth dimension now, and some of them are creating things that they don't like, because really the creation is all about your emotions. And when you're plugged into the fifth dimension, you don't have all those blocks there like you used to in the third dimension. So therefore you're creating a lot faster. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, totally.
So,
and I'd like to ask you something.
Yes.
Were you about to say more?
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't need you to know. I just sometimes when I plug in, I just channel and I go. So I apologize.
Well, I don't want to interrupt you, but I did want to ask you. I've heard you say that, and we're going to be getting to this in a few minutes, that when we do an activation together, there's a point where we can represent more people. In other words, our group here tonight can affect many more people than the number here with us tonight.
Absolutely.
Do you want to say just a little bit about that, and then maybe we can get into the activation?
Sure, absolutely. Definitely, we do, because we are a collective consciousness. And what Creator was showing me is when people are being disconnected from that fear base, that thousands of others around them are also being disconnected. And they could be across the planet, and they're getting disconnected from it. Because, you know, have you ever heard of, I'm sure you have, the 100th monkey syndrome?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to tell this in 2 minutes, and don't, I promise I'm going to get through these activations because they're amazing, and I really want to share them. The 100th monkey syndrome is these monkeys on this island, this monkey's sweet potato rolled in the water, and he wiped it off, and he started eating it, and he's all, this is pretty good. It's not crunchy, you know. So every day he goes to the water and washes it off. Next thing, his mom's doing it, his dad's doing it, his brother's doing it, and that whole side of the island's doing it. The next thing the scientists witness is on the other side of the island, those monkeys start doing it too. And then they're noticing on another island, those monkeys are also doing it. And there's other studies like this out there. And so what happens is when we are disconnecting from this, we are sharing this energy through the whole collective consciousness. And so other people are receiving this and also disconnecting. Creator shared with me that when we're disconnecting one person, we're disconnecting thousands. And the more the thousands that disconnect, then there's millions disconnecting. So it just keeps spreading until it totally changes. And that's what we're doing now. That's where we're moving into. We're moving into that unconditional love, into that peace, and into that abundance, because everything's here for us. So absolutely, we affect the whole world. And you are just as important as anybody else in the world, any single person on this planet. So I know a lot of people don't think they matter. You do. You're here. You matter.
Well, let's just take a breath and take that right in.
Yeah.
The truth of what you're saying to us right now.
Absolutely. You matter. You do. You're important. Yeah. Thank you, God. I've got goosebumps all over.
Me too.
So I'm just going to go right into an activation, if that's okay with you.
Please.
Okay. So what we're going to do is the collective wound release. Now, with this activation, like I talked about, we'll be working in the collective consciousness. But what I would like you to do while I'm doing this to start with is just focus on your current life. How do you suffer? Is survival a struggle? Think about all of that. And then I'm going to be, and while I'm doing this, I'm going to be silent. And then I'll be taking you into your past life. I'll be taking you through your genetics. And I'll also be taking you through your religious and culture beliefs around that. And then we'll be going up and through the collective consciousness. And I will be walking you through all of this. There's only one thing I ask, is if you are listening to the replay, please do not drive while I'm doing this work. So I am going to get started now. you cannot do this wrong. If your mind wanders and goes someplace else, it's totally fine. Don't worry about it. So just allow whatever emotions come up to come up, and we are definitely focusing on suffering and struggle. Okay? So here we go.
And Tamara, we should let everyone know that the line is going to be absolutely silent while you're doing
yes.
this work.
Yes.
It's not a disconnection. It's not a technical problem. It's Tamara is absolutely silent when she's transmitting.
Yes. Here we go. Okay, I am now moving this energy in and through your past lives. Okay, we're now bringing this energy up and through your genetics, did your parents suffer? Did they struggle? What about your grandparents or aunts and uncles? Just allow those emotions and connections to come in to be cleared. Okay, we're going up and through your religious beliefs and your cultural beliefs. Okay, now I'd like you to bring your energy down into Mother Earth. Imagine, excuse me, that you can go into Mother Earth. Deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. You can pretend you're a tree and that you have an amazing root system that goes really, really deep. Or you can imagine that you can go really, really deep down, all the way down into Mother Earth's heart chakra, and sit there and just allow that love and that connection. Allow that unconditional love to flow through every single cell of your body. Just going deep, deep down, allowing that energy to flow through every single cell, coming all the way back up, all the way back up to the top of your head. And when you're ready, open your eyes.
Thank you, Tamara.
You're welcome.
And we're just being a little gentle and a little quiet right now to respect the gift that we've just been given, to be able to receive more. And if you'd like to share your experience with us, if you're on the webcast, just type in your comment. We'd love to hear from you. I know there are some questions already. I think for the benefit of the whole group, we'll probably proceed through. We've got another amazing activation planned for you. And Tamara and I sat down and said, you know, what is absolutely the most empowering, supportive offering we could make, and we have that lined up for you. So I think we will proceed, you know, as the timing feels right with that plan. So the questions are likely to come up after that, if you'll hold with us, if you'll be a little patient.
Okay. So the next...
Tamara, do you agree with that? Okay, go ahead.
Sure, that's fine. Absolutely. Yeah, the more time I can clear people and get them in their power, it makes me very happy.
You are the best. You are the best. I'm going to be quiet now. Go for it.
Okay, this next one is called Disciples Returns. And the reason it's called Disciples Returns, I, like many healers, are afraid of showing up because they're afraid of being killed. They're afraid of being seen or being known. And a lot of this has to do with past lives. A lot of it has to do with current conditionings and you know, people through history that stood in their power and died. So there's a lot of fear around that. And I had a lot of that fear. I used to teach angel classes, and my classes got really big, and I freaked out. I changed my phone number and I had a Yellow Page ad. And I just had a really hard time for a long time really showing up after that. And after the Disciples Returns activation, it's been so much easier for me to be truly who I am and to show up. So, and it's called Disciples Returns because it's people that work for God. You know, however you work and what you do and however you show up for God, you know, for the collective
and love.
And
whatever religion.
Absolutely. The creator of all that is, the, you know, the unconditional love, the universal energy, whatever you want to call this, it's the same. And we're all here for that. and of course for ourselves to enjoy and to learn as a collective consciousness. But a lot of us are like locked into some of those collective consciousness, past lives and stuff, of having fear about showing up. I know I've seen past lives where I've died for doing my work. And so so when I disconnected from this, it totally changed me. So let's help you do that. And it like I said, it doesn't matter what you do for a living. It'll help you be more in your power and free of being afraid. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. So what I would like you to do while I'm doing this is just allow whatever thoughts to come up or whatever fears or emotions. You can't do this wrong. And I'm going to start now, and I will also be walking you through the different levels of your connection, just like I did on the last one. And so here we go. Okay, now allow your thoughts to go in and through your past lives. Okay, now allow this energy to go up and through your genetics. Now we're going through your religious and your cultural beliefs as a group consciousness. Okay, now we're moving up and through the collective consciousness. Okay, now bring your energy back down into Mother Earth. Imagine you go back down into Mother Earth, 5 miles down and 5 miles out. Just allow this energy to go through every single cell of your body, this connection to this unconditional love, this amazing energy, feeling that energy flow through every single cell, bringing this energy all the way back up to the top of your head. Open your eyes when you're ready. Amazing.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Would you like me to keep going?
I was just going to ask you, Tamara, do you need a little quote-unquote recovery time to kind of reground and clear, or are you ready to go forward? What would be better for you?
I'm totally fine either way. We might want to talk just for a few minutes before we do this next one so people can feel more grounded, because this next one is really, really cool, and you're going to have to participate.
Hold on to your hat.
Would you like me to tell you about it?
Yes, that's a great idea.
Okay. This is called Get in the Vortex. And I only want you doing this, and I'm going to tell you how to do it, when you are in a positive state. Because you are going to be creating very powerfully for your life. So when you're feeling happy and excited about something, whatever it is, or if you could just bring your emotions into joy and happiness, do this for a couple seconds. You know, for 30 seconds, for a minute, however long. You can hold this positive state. And if don't beat yourself up if you can only do it for 3 seconds at the beginning. I remember when I first started doing stuff like this, I could only hold it for 3 or 4 seconds because I wasn't used to being in a positive state because I always had this negative mind chatter going all the time, you know. So if you are like what I was like, don't beat yourself up if you can only hold this 3 to 7 seconds. But if you can hold it at extended time, you know, the more powerful it even becomes. You know, if you can hold it for, you know, 30 seconds, 20 seconds, whatever, it's okay. But when you feel yourself, if you feel yourself shift and not really excited, stop. But if you could do this once a day, once every couple days, your life will really shift really, really fast. And this is called get in the vortex. And what I'm going to do is line you up with this amazing energy. What we're going to do is we're going to connect deep down into Mother Earth. We're going to connect to the seventh plane energy of the creator of all that is. And then we're going to connect into the heart chakra of the central sun. While we're running this energy and just feeling good. So I will walk you through it this time, but next time you can do this on your own. And I'll start out a little slow, and then I'm going to get this energy kind of like spinning in your vortex of your energy. And we'll get it spinning. And where I've graduated with this now, with doing this, I just see it like spinning in my brain, laying a new ley line of this positive, happy energy. And I got to tell you, I'm probably about 80%, maybe 90% in joy all the time and happiness. And that wasn't the case growing up or anything else. I mean, if you saw pictures of me as a little girl, I had a very sad look on my face. Hmm. As a matter of fact, when I came back from Europe, I was looking at this picture of myself with my sister and my brother, and it was on my sister's wall. And I looked so sad. I looked at that picture of me and I cried. Look how sad I was. You know, it's like, wow. But you know what? I'm not that way anymore. I'm happy. And I believe it's because of the work I'm doing now. Because it's just cleared me out of so many different levels, you know, so I can be that way all the time. So I want to help you get that way. Are you guys ready? And if you can't totally follow, it's okay. Don't worry about it, okay? You can't do this wrong. The most important thing is to hold that positive thought for a few moments. So imagine going down into Mother Earth, 5 miles down, 5 miles out, in the center of Mother Earth, however that works for you, just connect to that energy. Now imagine you can come back up through your body and you can go up through the top of your head and you can go through all these different layers of light and then you reach this beautiful gold light and then this jello type substance and you go through that and you connect into the sparkly white light. This is the seventh plane energy. This is amazing energy. This energy tells you the truth. Anytime you have a question, go up there. Connect to that energy. Now I want you to imagine that you can go into the heart chakra of the sun, of the central sun. Don't worry, your higher self knows where to go. So imagine that you can go into that heart chakra and feel that energy, feel that amazing, amazing, amazing energy of true joy and happiness and connection with your higher self and the complete truth of everything, and that you're beautiful and you're amazing and you're special and you're important and you're loved. Now, imagine you go back down into Mother Earth, go back down into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Feel that unconditional love of Mother Earth, that amazing, amazing, amazing energy that a mother has for her newborn infant. Feel that amazing energy. Because you are loved like that. Now imagine going back up into the seventh plane, just shoot back up through all the lights, the gelatype substance, into that sparkly white light. Feel that unconditional love of creator of all that is, that incredible energy of pure truth and pure love. Now go back into the central sun. Go back into that heart chakra of creation. Look at the sun. Without the creator of all the others is, and the sun and the earth, we wouldn't be here. These are all three very important elements. Connect into that creation of the sun. Now go back down into Mother Earth. Connect to the creation of Mother Earth. You're all of this, by the way. You are all of this. Now go back into the seventh plane, connect into that amazing love, that amazing energy, back into the heart chakra of the sun, feeling that incredible energy, going back down into Mother Earth, feel that incredible energy. Now I want you to really, 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 really connect to this Mother Earth energy and just sit there for a moment. We're just going to balance this energy back out and line you up here. This is get into the vortex. This is you, baby. This is all you. You are all of this. Allow that energy to flow through every cell of your body because you are all of it. Know it. Feel it. Be it. You are it. Allow your light to shine. Just sit there in that energy and allow that energy to go through every single cell of your body. Bringing this energy back up, all the way back up to the top of your head. Open your eyes when you're ready. Whew, I'm still spinning on that one.
Yes.
That is get in the vortex. You know, and if we just focus on joy and happiness and allow creator of all it is to fill in the grid system that brings us all of that, that's all we have to be in. Because everything that brings us joy and happiness will start showing up.
Perfect. You know what I was just thinking of is there a way of anchoring this experience?
Just honey, it's here.
Maybe command vortex. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, it's here. It's within you. And anytime you get an opportunity, just do this yourself, even if it's for a couple seconds. But the other activations you've received this evening, they will continue to work over the next few weeks, even the next few months, changing many, many belief systems. We can't go from one belief to another one instantly when it's such a big, vast connection of belief systems, because it's like unweaving all these belief systems. Because each of these activations will clear hundreds to thousands of beliefs. So just know over the next few days, the next few weeks, even the next few months, you will continue to change around these areas until you look back and you've really shifted. And getting in the vortex, I mean, it's all anchored. It's all here. All you have to do is get in that emotion and spin that energy. And before you know it, that's where your thought will be most of the time. And you'll be calm and relaxed and accepting.
Do you see that as a clockwise spin or a counterclockwise spin?
I see it as a clockwise spin. I see it, and you can spin it other ways around with getting in the vortex, but I come from Mother Earth. I go up into the creative energy, and I go into the central sun, which is like in front of my like heart chakra, and then I go back down into Mother Earth when I'm doing get in the vortex. But the energies, when we're clearing, they go all kinds of different ways. They'll spin one way. Usually that's counterclockwise, and then when you're receiving new energy, it'll go clockwise. But the energies can be spinning in many different ways because it's clearing out different threads in your DNA and through your auric field and stuff. It's very interesting to watch it and to be experiencing it while I'm working with people.
So call in the vortex energy, you know, choose to experience it. And I want to let everybody know that we've included a special bonus. The first two activations that we did tonight, can be found on Tamara's special offer page. If you just go to the bottom, you can download those for free. You don't need to purchase the special offer. They're for everyone to have. So just know that they're there for you, and that's our gift.
Yes.
And Tamara, you've said before that repeating sometimes three times is a good way to really receive all the benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Creator explained this to me, like if you're working out at the gym, you can't go from a 5-pound weight to a 100-pound weight. You need to have a couple different sizes in between. And that's the same thing with being able to vibrate at energies. Is you can't jump from 1 to 100, you know? So you go up a level and then do it again and you go up another level. Do it again, go up another level. You know, and it's not necessary to keep listening to them over and over and over again, but I would definitely listen to them a couple times and you'll know. And you'll feel that you want to listen to them again. And every time you do, you're going to shift even more. But this isn't something that you have to do for 21 days in a row or you screwed it up. You messed it up. You know what I mean? There's no wrong way to do this. But also in the offer, I think we have 26 activations. They help you in so many different ways in your life. I mean, there's the activations, like I said, they line up your sacred geometry. I mean, there's addiction redirection. There's all kinds of them in there that will help you keep shifting. These, the ones in the package are actually ones I received in my first year of doing this work. It took me about a year to receive these activations and keep shifting so I was ready for more of it. You know what I mean? And, yeah. So it will just keep helping you shift. And it's just truly amazing.
Why don't we talk about that a bit now? I think everyone's still absorbing what's been given so generously. Maybe you can outline. We've actually created two packages. Tamara, maybe you could describe.
Oh, sure. I'm not on your website. The first package is 12 activations. I talked about the Lord Metatron, the Moses codes. There's a Christ consciousness in there. I think there's family constellations, which, you know, I mean, last year I did not like my step family. And then I got the family constellations activation, and I had no more negative feelings towards them at all. As a matter of fact, I just wrote my stepmother a letter last week and mailed it off to her. And it's truly beautiful to be in that energy. And that's just one of the activations, what that did for me. And I hear another one of my clients, she hadn't heard from her father in like 30 years. And after doing the family constellations activation, she got in touch with her dad. And, it's just, that's another one, inner child reconnection. It connects you to who you truly are. It clears out the traumas of different areas, different times and different lifetimes that you've left pieces of yourself there. And it brings that back to you so your inner child can really be connected. The addiction redirection activation blew me away. I did this on one of my sons was a heroin addict, and he had this girlfriend that was too. I had him in my car for like 5 minutes, and I asked him permission, and they said yes. He always gave me permission to work on him. I'd been working on him for years trying to get him away from the addictions of drugs, you know. And I did the addiction redirection on them both, dropped them off. A couple weeks later, he got arrested and got thrown in jail and from being high. So I gave him a couple of weeks, and I went and saw him. He said, Mom, something's changed. He goes, get me out of here. I don't ever want to come back here. And so when he got out, we left the state. And it's been 14 months now, and he's clean. And he was high for 7 years. And this little girl that was in the car, I ran into her 6 months later, and she told me she'd been clean over 4 months and had a spiritual awakening. And that was that one activation.
Fantastic.
So that's these activations. I mean, I just feel so blessed to be able to offer this to you guys. But that's what's packed in the first 12 activations, and it's
actually
like,
the addiction one is in the second package of 26.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But that one itself is worth, you know, all 26. I mean, if you look at the value of these, it's just truly amazing. I'm not sure what else is in there. Let me look here.
Tamara, would you like me to guide you some? And if anybody else would like to follow.
Oh, you know what, honey? Would you please?
I would love to. I would
you.
Love to. So if anyone else would like to follow, if you're on the webcast, just press your special offer button. Or if you're somewhere close to a computer, you can go to youawakening.com. You is spelled out, youawakening.com/live. And just for you to know, that's the link we use for every speaker during the time that we're on the air. And then we've put in a new system to get you the replays as soon as we possibly can, which is usually within about 15 minutes of the show ending, you know, as long as there hasn't been any recording difficulties. I clear the recording. And then it's www.youawakening.com/replay. Okay, so Tamara, in the first package of 12, which we've called the foundational activations.
Yes.
The first one is Lord Metatron.
Yes. Yes.
Second is Moses Code.
Yes.
And the third is the Avaberry/Stonehenge, which I know you have talked about some already this evening.
Yes, I haven't actually talked about the Avaberry Stonehenge. If you're a healer or intuitive or anything, this is going to increase your intuition so much. Just watch. It'll really, really change your intuition, which will help you in your life no matter what you do. Okay.
And I'll just recap a little bit because I know a number of people joined later on in the call. You may have missed this. On the Lord Metatron activations, that enables you to move through the present period of earth changes with ease and grace. And it also accelerates the evolution of your DNA. And the Moses Code is an activation that recharges your cells, in effect making you younger. And we've just heard about the Avaberry Stonehenge. And the next one is Mother Earth.
Yeah, Mother Earth is absolutely beautiful. It really connects you with the elements of Mother Earth and gives you a more deep sense of love and connection with the earth. It's truly amazing. I now love bumblebees. It's just so beautiful.
And the next one, Super DNA. Ooh, that one sounds good.
Oh, Super DNA.
Oh, my God.
Turn on four more cordon in your DNA, making you 3,000 times less likely to get a disease or a sickness. And exactly. People are starting to mutate into this, but when they discovered this in the 90s, they didn't recognize the DNA. And these children were born with AIDS, and by age of 5, the virus is completely gone. They didn't understand why, and why there wasn't any trace of it in the body, so they did a DNA test. And they saw that these children had four more cordon turned on in their DNA. So that's what this is going to do. And this is the end of disease. And this is, you know, people are mutating into this now. And so this will do that for you.
Wow. And the next one's Christ Consciousness.
Oh, man, Christ Consciousness. I think that was the fourth activation I got. I was in Spain. And it's such an amazing heart healing. It's so amazing. It really helps you to stop judging yourself. And then you'll stop judging others. I'm so much better than I ever was before. After I left Spain and received that activation, when I went over to Italy, I bought a two-piece. And I was wearing a one-piece before that. You know, and I could feel good about myself. I was never able to do that. It was so amazing. I just love that activation.
Wonderful.
Go ahead.
Fruit of life?
Fruit of Life. Now, see, that doesn't sound like
they
much.
All sound
fruit
great.
You know that activates your 13 chakras?
Mm-hmm.
That's clearing and balancing your 13 chakras. You know, I used to take 7 weeks to teach a 7-chakra class. This is a 20-minute recording that clears out your 13 chakras and balances them, which means it's going to be clearing out of a lot of emotions and stuck energy. It's kind of like giving your car an oil change. That's what you'll be doing with your system with listening to that.
Is there any use with care instructions that go along with this one?
No. All of them is, you know, just listen, don't drive while you're doing it. And you might be a little tired afterwards if you're detoxing a lot of belief systems. So just know you're fine, and you'll look back in a couple of days and go, wow, I've shifted. Because you know what happens with these activations, my assistant and I were talking about this the other day. These energies that you would normally go into and you'd get into the energy, you can't do it anymore. And if you try to get in the energy, there's just no energy there. And then it just stops coming up. It'll come up a couple times and you'll plug into the energy like you're used to and then go, oh, I don't believe that anymore. And it just disappears and then it stops coming up altogether. It's the wildest thing I've ever seen. It's truly remarkable.
And I can attest to this. I've been using your activations for a few weeks. I always do some research before we, you know, before we broadcast. And it's definitely true. In fact, I expect some people don't associate the changes in their life with the activation, but I've been watching it really carefully and just doing 3 at a time to see what really has shifted, and it is powerful, very, very powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny, as I've talked to a couple people that I've helped with stuff, and they didn't want to admit that it helped them. So it was really funny because I don't know why people go into this, but it's okay. I don't care. Just so they get.
But
the
it shows
shift,
up
you know?
In the life. Yeah.
Yeah. This one girl I was talking to, I hadn't talked to her in like 6 weeks. I'm all, so how'd you do with the activations right when I first started receiving them? She goes, oh, they didn't do anything for me. I didn't feel anything. Oh, okay. So what's going on? Oh, you wouldn't believe how my life has shifted. She goes on and on and on for 45 minutes on how all these amazing things are happening in her life. And then I've got this other one. It's a little slightly graphic, so excuse me on this, but I hope you're okay with it. This other friend of mine, she was in this marriage for 29 years, unhappy, and I did the soulmate activation and the sacred sexuality. Within a week, she divorced her husband, moved to California, and had her first female experience ever in her life, if you know what I mean. The orgasm, you know, she had never had one. Mm. And it was after she received these activations, and it was like 6 weeks, 2 months later. And I'm all, that's really cool that those activations helped you. She goes, oh, those activations, what? I was like, oh, never mind. Good for you. I'm glad you're doing really well. Yeah. So it's okay.
So the bottom line is they work.
Absolutely. And I don't, you know, it's okay. It's totally okay. However, people need to, you know, experience things just so they get the help.
Yes.
So what's next?
Next one on our list is Heaven on Earth.
Heaven on Earth is the first activation I got about the third dimension and is where I saw it for the first time. As a matter of fact, when I asked Creator what the 11th activation was, I heard you're living in hell. And I'm all, well, that's nothing I want, you know. And then so the next day I said, what did you mean by that? And I heard that I'm plugged into the collective consciousness of carrying the karma for all the humans on the planet that have been killed and murdered and in war.
Mm. Mm.
And that I was carrying that sorrow and that sadness for them. And that I could be released from that, and if I would like to be. And I went, absolutely. You know, I get chills all over my body right now again. My heart chakra in my back used to burn constantly. where I wouldn't even let a massage therapist massage me in that area. I'm not kidding. After this activation, within 2 weeks, that pain went away. And that sadness in my face went away and in my eyes. And the pain in my shoulders went away. And that overwhelm. Because I'm all about love. And the thought of us killing ourselves, because we're all connected, just saddened me so much. And I've now disconnected from that. And I'm not carrying that anymore. And when I went to connect to the seventh plane, Creator showed me that third plane dimension. And, I mean, third dimension, excuse me, not plane. Showed me that I was being disconnected and unplugged from that grid system of carrying all that karma. And I couldn't believe how much I changed after that.
I just have a feeling that some of the people in our community, because we have so many light workers and healers and people who are conscious and have been on the spiritual path for a long time, I just bet that that's a really powerful one.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, when we do this work, I mean, we have open hearts. So it's very easy to plug into that sorrow of all that loss, you know, and that unnecessary hatred. You know, So yeah, I think it's good for everybody. I don't think it matters what you do in the world.
Okay. And the next one is God codes?
The God codes, what they do is allow you to see through the third dimensional grid system much easier and be able to see the truth of things.
And the original light language?
The original light language. This one gets you in your power to be able to speak from the heart, speak in your truth, without having to back down or to hide, and really allows you to communicate through your heart. You know, on every single one of these, I can go into a story on how much it shifted me. It's truly a blessing, and Creator gave me an amazing experience right after I received this activation to show me how much it already shifted me. It was very cool.
Great. And we've already talked about the inner child reconnection.
Yes.
And we talked about the family constellation. And I just want to mention that Sue, one of our very dear regular listeners, wrote in just before we came on the air tonight. And she just said, A, you're amazing. Thank you for having you on the show, and that she's done many of your activations. And she said, mention the family constellation one because it changed her life.
Oh,
really tangibly changed her life.
Thank you. Oh, that's so beautiful. And it does.
Yes.
I mean, people I hated, I'm writing them love letters.
Okay.
I mean, seriously.
There's an endorsement for you right there. Okay. So I want to just mention that was the 12, and that's in what we call foundational practice package. But you can see how broad ranging and how deep it is. It's a very powerful program. And then the second program, what we did here with it is, it's the same 12, the same base. And then we added many more to come with a total of 26.
Right. We added
14
more.
Tamara, I'll mention these to you.
Okay.
I hope I can follow along well here. Illumination.
Illumination.
And by the way,
okay,
I'm sorry about that.
Oh, no, wait a minute. We didn't. Oh, I'm so spacey. No, original light language, illumination. I can't even think of what it is right now. Move on and we'll go back to it.
Well, let me just interject here for a moment. I just want to mention that when we say there are actually 26 covered, and just in case you're confused, if you do get the package, one is a combination of Lord Metatron, Moses, and the Avaberry, Stonehenge. So that's what was throwing me off on the numbers here a little bit. So this is a super, super, super full package. And the next one, if I'm tracking this correctly, because I can't compare screens here now that I've moved on, is the Illumination one. And Tamara, what you said before is that this activation allows you to remember all your past lives and see your future life. Oh, that. And you'll have an understanding of who you truly are as a being of light.
Yeah.
This activation is done in the Akashic Records, which are on the sixth plane.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, it takes you into the Akashic Records for the activation. It's truly cool.
Excellent. We just worked with that with another speaker just a short time ago. And then the Creator's Truth?
The Creator's Truth is, I'm so spacey, I don't know
it
why.
It says here, you know what, Tamara? Would you allow me to do this? Let me give you a rest, because I know there's some questions here, and you know maybe you can be fresh for that. Would you allow me to do that, just to do a brief summary of some of yours?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
And jump in if you have something more or different to say. Otherwise, it's your rest period right now. Okay, so there's the Creator's Truth.
What my own activations are.
Hey, it's that time of night. You have given us so much already. I feel like I'm pushing you a little. In fact, I know I am. Okay, Creator's Truth activation unplugs you from the human grid of fear of the 3D world.
Oh, thank you.
The 13th, the collective wound release. That's what we did first this evening.
Yeah.
So you've already experienced that. And we have it for you. That one we have for you as a gift. The creative gene activation removes you from the third dimensional grid and plugs you into the fifth dimensional grid that's now becoming available.
Yes.
So it yields a feeling of being safe. And that you can create money and other forms of abundance in your life. Did you want to say something?
I'm sorry. You're reading and I'm interrupting you. It's plugging you into that fifth dimensional grid system of creation. It's very cool and very powerful. Okay, go ahead.
I'm beginning to feel like we got a comedy act going here. Okay, the sacred blueprint is an activation that will help align you with your true self and your purpose in life, giving courage and knowledge of how to follow it without delay or fear. 16, you know, this is a sacred sexuality one.
You want me to explain
that? I just
that?
Feel like that's the strongest energy that we have available to us on Earth.
It is.
Anyway, it's the activation that brings two souls together to create love by merging their energies, bringing them to a higher level of understanding and love for one another. The inherent quality of this activation binds you with the knowledge of the ecstasy of the Creator's love for you and all humanity. This activation is not for those seeking an intense sexual experience. If you're single and have self-love, this will also help you to call in the right soulmate, as the essence of love within you will be heightened. We talked about the addiction redirection. How powerful that is. I'm going to try to speed up here. The planetary alignment brings you in alignment with the planets. The collective church frees you from ancestral need to suffer for God. Mother Mary, that's a beautiful one. Mother Mary activation enables you to form a better connection with Mother Earth and the elements. The Mary Magdalena activation clears you from guilt, judgment, and self-punishment. Are you a martyr? Is the 22nd. Do you live your life for others? Are other people's lives and emotions more important than your own? I think this is particularly great for moms.
Yeah.
The sacred power activation clears all your fears of being in your true sacred power. The life's grid activation creates a protective shield around you, keeping you safe from radiation, sound waves, and other pollutants that are being put in our atmosphere. That sounds amazing. The anger release activation releases anger, sadness, fear, guilt, hurt, and rejection. The release, oh, here's an important one. The release of oaths and vows activation releases contracts, commitments, vows, oaths on all levels, eclectic, genetic, and past life. So that's a wonderfully, thank you for your patience in allowing me to go through that. These are our two packages. And Tamara, are you up? And they're priced unbelievably cheaply for what's being received here. And Tamara, I want to thank you for that.
You're welcome. Yeah, I'm all about getting this out there and helping people shift their lives. They're, even on my website, they're way underpriced from what the value is, you know, but I just want everybody to get it. So to be able to offer this on your show at that price, I'm thrilled. It makes me really excited.
Bless you. Bless you. Tamara, I need to ask you, we've got many more questions that we can possibly cover tonight, and there's some people who've had their hands raised for the entire broadcast. And
open,
you've given
up
us so much. Are you willing to? Yes?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. I'll take a couple calls for sure.
Okay, and please forgive me if you've written in. We, because of the time constraints, because I'd like to touch on as many people, the questions of as many people as possible, I'm going to need to paraphrase, make simpler, make shorter. And I'm going to be looking for questions that are either short and simple for all of us or can, I'm sorry, I'm busy here reading already. Okay, or can address, you know, a general subject that can address a number here. Okay, Debbie from Cortland, are the activations sold on CDs? These are all downloads, right?
They're all downloads.
Okay. Stacy from York. We have somebody who wrote in and said the disciples return on the special page is not working. I believe it is. I had problems earlier today. It starts slow. So give it another try. If there is any problem with it, write me at Jacqueline, JACKLYN, at youawakening.com. But I had trouble with it myself, and I think it's slow to start. So if you could give that another try. Krista, do you have an activation that's about fear or guilt of surpassing a teacher or guru?
Yes. Absolutely. There's a couple of them, and I'm a little spacey on one of them, but one of them is spiritual ego. And then there's another one. It's not. I don't even have it available right now. It's part of a training I offer. But absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Judy from Santa Rosa is asking, is it okay to purchase the activations with a friend and that to work with them together?
I'm fine with that.
Okay, great.
And can I say something else about the
sure.
other comment? You
mm-hmm.
know, we shouldn't put anybody on a pedestal. Not any teacher, not anyone in this whole world, because we're all equal. And so remember that. And and just disconnect from having to do that. Because you're just as special as they are. And remember that. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. And you know what? I mean, I am getting another comment about the second free act. The first free activation definitely works. The second one, there may be a malfunction. So I
wonder
promise
what's going
that
we on.
Fix it
yes.
as soon as possible, probably tonight, but we will definitely provide that for you if you'll just be a little patient. As soon as we can. We're working on it. Okay, Deborah from Rhode Island. Just real depth of gratitude and appreciation for what's been received tonight. And it appears she was especially affected by the Disciples' Return activation tonight.
Thank you.
We have a question here from Adelon in Victoria, and she's asking about the vortex activation. And she said, you know, it seemed fast, and, you know, is there any way that the steps could be given? I know you went back and repeated. Tamara, is there, I hate to put you on the spot, is there any way you could send me an email and I'll put it out in actually we'll have it out tomorrow?
Sure, yeah. You just go into Mother Earth, connect to the seventh plane and connect to the central sun and just continue that. But sure. We could type something up for you.
Okay, great. Many, many thank yous. Someone here mentioning loving the super DNA, wondering if we could possibly do that today.
No. We don't have time, but thank you. Yeah, it's in the package. It's
okay,
in
great.
The package. Yeah.
And here's an interesting question. If we're not in a good place right now, should we not listen at all? Will that just amplify the negative?
No, and I definitely don't want to throw you guys in fear about that. What I'm talking about is just getting in the vortex. When you're spinning that energy, you just want to be in a positive state. And if you can only hold the positive state for 3 seconds, it's okay. Do it for 3 seconds. Next time you'll be able to hold it longer. And if you weren't in a good mood, I certainly hope you stayed on the line and you were able to clear some of that energy.
Okay, and Dee from Dallas and Judy from Santa Rosa, both were mentioning that during the activations they had pains that came and then cleared.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like this comment? Karen wrote in from Columbia in Connecticut. Said, not anymore. I'm so in my power, yet not abrasive, just poised and calm.
Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
And let me just, three more quick questions. Carol from Toronto, when you clear out the old energies, do you replace them with other energies?
When I'm bringing you down into Mother Earth, what we're doing is really replacing that with unconditional love. So absolutely, everything's a vacuum. So when we're releasing all that energy, it's being replaced with unconditional love.
Great. And Stacy from York, do you have to get our higher selves permission to do the activations?
You can't give activations to anybody without their verbal consent. Now, when we work in the collective consciousness, those that are ready for it, this to happen will disconnect from it. But you can't just do that or have somebody, you know what I mean? You have to have verbal consent.
And we assume by you calling in tonight that you want to participate, that that's our
absolutely.
Tacit permission.
Absolutely. And if you don't want to participate, then you won't receive it. You know what I mean? And if you do want to participate, then you do receive it. I can't do it without your permission. So if you were listening to this just to listen and you didn't want to participate in the energy, you wouldn't experience the energy. But if you wanted to receive the energy, then you would.
Okay. And Shafin Karim, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing correctly, can we carry a fear of receiving?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That's a whole nother show. But yeah.
Well, you're invited.
Yay, good.
we will work that out. Okay.
Yeah.
Temperance, we are definitely recording this live. We're here right now live with you. Okay, I think what we need to do for the sake of time and because we've been on so long, are you willing to take a caller or two?
Yes.
Okay. Melanie, are you still there? I hope everyone's still here. Melanie, I'm going to open the line to call on you. This is a caller from Colorado.
Hi, honey. Are you there?
Yes.
There we are. Thank you. And never fear. I never mind waiting, Jacqueline, at all. Please don't worry. And I doubt most of us do. You're so kind and generous that we will wait as long as it takes. Thank you so much for that. Tamara, I would love to know how I can figure out what with just all the things I've done and the clearings and the works and the activations, and it goes on and on and on. It's been a lifelong thing for me, but in the last 10 years, something, I used to be so happy, happy, joy, and blissful all the time, and it and after a tragic trauma, whatever, it switched. And I haven't been able to get switched back. And in fact, it gets weirder and worse. I swear, I feel like I live in the Twilight Zone without kidding. Like nothing works, nothing makes any sense. It's like the laws of the universe are violated for things to go wrong. And even when something appears to be really cool and wonderful, it turns into something weird and negative. I don't know what this is. I know I process for the planet and other people and this and that, but something's got to change. And if you could pick up on it, I'd be so grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. A couple things came to me. One, you don't need to be processing for the planet. That's not your job.
Yeah, I'd like to stop.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, the life grid activation that's in the package will help you with that, to stop picking that up, because a lot of us that are healers, we do that. And I've learned now it's not our job. You know, our job is to love everybody. It's not to process, heal, or save the planet. It's really just about the love. And the trauma, I would definitely go in and clear the post-traumatic stress syndrome. Because I also see that it's like a karmic loop from a past life. And you've kicked that karmic loop and that belief up. And so that's now what's creating, and it keeps recreating these things. So you've got to go back and clear out all the trauma, all that post-traumatic stress syndrome of that event, and definitely do it on all levels. You know, all levels. And when you disconnect from having to process for everybody, that'll really help switch you, because otherwise you're going to be, you know, just staying overwhelmed and have all these things coming to you if you believe it's your job to process for people or the world.
No, and I don't. That's the thing. I've tried to revoke whatever contract I've made. I've you know, canceled and cleared. I've done whatever I can think of to say, okay, no more. I shouldn't have been doing this in the first place. I don't want to do it anymore. I refuse to do it. Something just isn't changing. It's like there's something, you know, those little things. What I see visually in my mind sometimes is those, that when you hang a picture on the wall, you put a hook in and this thing pops out on the back so it won't fall out. And it's like something's hooked into me like that. So even if I break it off, there's still something stuck there.
Yeah. Well, I know I could help you with this, but it's going to take some more adept talking and changing, but I would definitely do those two. And you could have some multi-dimensional hooks from other beings that are keeping you locked in this. And
that's what I thought. Okay.
Yeah, I know how to work with them. I can see them.
Okay, cool. I had a feeling you might know that, and I was hoping if you saw it, that would mean that you'd be able to maybe help with it. Thank you so much, and thanks for your incredible generosity with these magnificent activations.
Oh, you're so welcome, honey. Much love to you.
Thanks, Melanie. Bye. Oops, and we have a caller from New York City. I'm unmuting, I believe the name is Pat, a 212 area code. I'm unmuting you right now.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Thanks so much for your activations, your generosity, and all of the work.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Thank you. I've been experiencing, blocks to financial abundance, and specifically of abundance in other areas, but specifically in that area. And I was wondering what you might see. I haven't been able to pinpoint exactly what the, where the block is coming from or how to get rid of it.
Well, part of it is genetic of what you're plugging into. Because the collective wound is on the website for people to download, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would keep running that one.
Mm-hmm.
and just keep running that activation and listen to it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll clear and just allow whatever emotions to come up because it's going to clear it on so many different levels to really get you more into that. And then practice getting in the vortex to change that energy, because these are ley lines that have been running like a virus on a computer for decades. And
mm-hmm.
so when you're clearing this energy out, it's erasing those neuron lines. And then with getting in the vortex, you're laying new positive neuron lines so that you can receive this and it can change for you. Because we are the creators in our world. We create everything that happens, even lack and limitation or sickness. We create it as an experiencer because of belief systems we're plugged into. So like I said with the video game, you know, you go find things out and disconnect from them. It's, you know, it's life, the game of life. So just keep disconnecting from these things, and you'll just find your life will just flow so much easier.
That would just be great. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome,
honey. And that is on the website. You just go to the special offer page and scroll down to the bottom, and you can listen again and again and again. And it appears that at least some people are having problems with the Disciple recording.
Okay.
I was able to listen to it through the website today. But we will be addressing that immediately after the show tonight, and we'll get that to you as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. We just checked these links, and they were fine. So
yeah,
we will
too.
Get that taken care of right away, or we will replace it with a new one if we're not able to fix this. So I just wanted to let you know there. That there will be another one in its place if this can't be fixed.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And we'll take one more. We have a caller from Washington, D.C. I'm unmuting you right now. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I really
Hi.
I don't have a question anymore.
Hey, these activations work.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Have a good evening. So, Tamara, I think we're at a wrap point, and you've been phenomenally generous and heartfelt with us, and I appreciate you so much, and I know that others with us tonight do also. Is there anything that you'd like to say in closing with us?
Absolutely. Live in your heart. You know, and I know I'm going to repeat what I said earlier, but you are just as important as anybody else. Love yourself. Give yourself a hug. Tell yourself how amazing you are. And live in the flow, because everything is here for you. Everything. And I want to thank you for allowing me to share with you what Creator has given to me to give to you. I'm just, you know, full of thankfulness.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much for having me on as a guest. I really appreciate it, and I'm just so excited to share this with everybody.
Oh, you are so welcome and always invited back, and we'll talk about that. And my love to you, my appreciation, and thank you for your essence and your wonderful gifts and your sharing.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, so everyone, good night and blessings, and until the next time, thanks so much. Take care.